Hello, everybody.
Look at my African American over here. DJ K. Look at him. Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Welcome back to the Morning Podcast with yours truly, DJ K. Nice. So happy to be back. Hopefully y'all miss me a little bit. I miss y'all too. I know Fridays have been a little bit sketch with my Morning Breath podcast, but y'all know exactly what a brother is working on, all right? So I just need y'all to bear with me. But I am back, and I also do plan on being back on Friday as well. Also, a new episode of The Last of a Dying Breed podcast will be coming your way, all right? Tomorrow, actually, we're going to be recording that tonight, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We also got an episode of Make It Pop podcast coming your way this week as well. So with that being said, make sure you follow Make It Pop Pod. Make sure you follow at The Load B Podcast, the OG podcast, all right? Be sure to follow me, of course, at DJ K Nice with a Y, and my co-host DJ Step One. We got a whole lot of stuff we got to get into, whole lot going on all around the world, okay? So you know how it goes: world news, then current news, then we're going to see what's trending on Twitter, and then we're also going to see what is trending on Reddit. If you are here for the first and last time, a big shout out to you, all right? If you are returning, you know I love y'all, okay? Thank you so much for tuning in, telling your friends about it. Thank you for all of the feedback that you give us. Please like, comment, and subscribe on wherever you listen at: SoundCloud, YouTube, what else are we on? Apple, Google, Spotify, all that shit. Wherever you at, that is very, very important. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get on with the shits. This is shit you should know about, shit you should care about for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. All right. Jumping straight into some world news, we're going to go over to Uganda, where the government has proposed a death penalty for gay sex. The article reads, the Ugandan government plan to reintroduce a bill that could impose the death penalty for homosexuality is being met with defiance from the LGBTQ community in the East African nation. Now, the Ugandan ethics minister, Simon Lokoto, in an interview with local media Thursday, said the present laws criminalizing gay sex, which in theory can come with a life sentence, weren't tough enough. So they're going to go ahead and reintroduce the bill, but they want the death penalty for gay sex. But the LGBTQ community in Uganda are not going quietly. They say that the reintroduction of this bill was made for them to go underground, but instead they have united together to go ahead and fight this bill. But the reintroduction of the bill not only criminalizes the act of gay sex, but they're also saying anything like recruitment, promotion, exhibition amounts to committing a crime against the law. So you can see how very dangerous it is for those LGBTQ activists in Uganda. Let's go ahead and talk about what's happening in Syria, between Syria and Turkey. And a lot of U.S. troops are expressing anger at Trump's Syria policy, saying that we have betrayed the Kurds. Says a wide range of American military personnel and defense officials are expressing a deep sense of frustration and anger at the Trump administration's refusal to support Syrian Kurds facing a Turkish military assault. Basically, what Trump did was back U.S. troops out of Syria so that Turkey could come in and have no problems actually invading them. He's saying that he did that to get U.S. troops out of harm's way because an invasion was imminent, but they definitely didn't make it any more difficult for Turkey. Now they are proposing sanctions, but that's only after criticism from Congress. The problem with this is the Kurds were great allies to Americans, okay? They actually did everything that was asked of them when America went over there. So they expected to be protected by America, and this is why it amounts to such a betrayal. But the problem with this is this is exactly how you create ISIS and sales of terrorism in countries like this, where you just simply abandon the people. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how things develop in Syria over the next few years, because this is something that's going to take years to actually develop and come into culmination. But I don't think it's going to be very good for America. Let's go on over to China, where those suspended ties with the NBA, you know, the controversy between general manager, which I actually have to make a correction. I said owner of the Houston Rockets last week, but it was actually the general manager who says he stands with Hong Kong. Well, that controversy is slowly but surely starting to go away, at least for streaming giant Tencent. They've quietly resumed online broadcasts in China of the National Basketball Association preseason games after that dispute last week. The tech giant on Monday live streamed two games, one between the Toronto Raptors and Chicago Bulls in Toronto, and another between Israeli team Maccabi Haifa, I don't know how that is pronounced, and the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minneapolis. When asked about the resumption of streaming the NBA games, a Tencent spokesperson reiterated the company's statement from last week, which said it would suspend broadcasts for the China games. They like, hey, it's still money to be had out here, buddy. We ain't suspending all the games. It's going to be interesting to see how this one right here unfolds, because we're going to be talking about it even more in the current news on the U.S. side of things. More than 60 men and boys were freed from an inhumane Islamic school in Nigeria. Yes, police in Nigeria have rescued 67 men and boys who were subjected to inhumane and degrading treatments at an Islamic school in the northern state of Katsina. The school, which also served as a rehab center, was run by a 78-year-old Muslim cleric in Daura. Authorities visited the school on Monday, a day after students protested about their welfare, tipping off the police about the conditions in the facility. The pupils, whose ages range from 7 to 40, said they were denied food for days and beaten with chains by the teachers in the school. Some even said they had been molested and sexually abused during their stay at the school. Now, these schools are called Al-Mahiri schools, and often parents in northern Nigeria, where access to formal education is still a challenge due to poverty and social beliefs, often send their children to these Islamic schools. Facing allegations of abuse and students maltreatment, President Buhari, who is Muslim, said his government plans to ban Al-Mahiri schools, but will not do so until authorities have met with stakeholders in the education sector. Very, very interesting story out there in Nigeria. Good for those gentlemen being rescued, though. Let's go on down to Fort Worth, Texas, where the story about Tatiana Jefferson's death is just absolutely heartbreaking. If you don't know the story, Fort Worth police responded to a call to check on Jefferson's home in the early hours of Saturday morning. Aaron Dean, a white police officer, shot Jefferson through her window. Now, police say Dean did not identify himself as an officer before shooting, and that has resulted in Dean being arrested on murder charges. He actually posted bond, which was set at $200,000. But yeah, he's been charged with murder in this case. And the Fort Worth police chief is apologizing for Tatiana Jefferson's death, saying, "I'm deeply sorry for what occurred. Human life is a precious thing. It should not have been taken from Miss Jefferson." He definitely did seem very remorseful for his officer's actions and said that justice will be met out. That remains to be seen. But at the time, Officer Dean has been charged with murder. We're going to keep an eye on this situation right here. Now, the family is calling for an independent investigation, basically because the city of Fort Worth is unique in allowing its own department to investigate its own officers. So the family really isn't with this. Their attorney is saying the appropriate thing to happen, whether or not Fort Worth will do that, will depend on how invested this community remains in calling for justice. But they want an independent investigation, and that is totally understandable right there. Here's a crazy story right here. All right, I'm just going to read the headline. It says, a man walked more than 300 miles to have sex with a 14-year-old girl who was actually an undercover police. Yes, a man walked from an Indianapolis suburb to Wisconsin, a 351-mile journey, to have sex with the person he believed was the 14-year-old girl he had been talking to on Facebook. Instead, 32-year-old Tommy Lee Jenkins had been talking to a Winnebago County Sheriff deputy working with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Now, this nut is charged with using a computer to attempt to persuade, induce, or entice a minor to engage in unlawful sexual activity. And this nut is going to be facing 10 very uncomfortable years to life in prison if convicted. How it all went down? Well, the law enforcement officer was posing as a girl named Kylie who lived in Neenah, Wisconsin with her mother. Jenkins accepted a friend request from Kylie's profile and soon began engaging in sexual conversations with her, asking her if she's had sex and requesting explicit pictures, the criminal complaint alleges. Well, in early October, he began asking the girl if she wanted him to come to Wisconsin. When she said yes, he told her he had begun walking from Whitestown, Indiana, to where she was. He said, "I'll tell you when I get to Neenah. It's 108 hours by walking." That is freaking dedication to your perviness right there. He kept Kylie posted throughout his journey, sending her pictures of areas he passed, including photos of exit signs and selfies. And then on October 10th, he said he had made it to the state and that someone had bought him a bus ticket to get to the girl's town. And that's when he was actually arrested. That is dedication to kink right there. Never obey your thirst. Sheesh, that is thirst on a whole nother level. Here's a crazy story out of California. A man showed up to a California police department with a body in his car and admitted to killing four people. Yes, he walked into the California police department on Monday and told police officers he had killed four people about 200 miles away. They're saying this is an ongoing investigation in coordination with the Roseville Police Department and the Mount Shasta Police Department. And police are saying that they don't believe the quadruple homicide was a random act. The suspects and the victim likely knew each other, and they're saying that this will more than likely rock the Roseville community out there in California. But yeah, my man showed up to the police department with a body in the vehicle. Let's get into a little bit of entertainment news. Whitney Houston and Notorious B.I.G. have been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes, the late musical icons have been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 2020 class, and they are among 16 acts total. The other acts include the Dave Matthews Band. I would have thought they would have probably already been in there. Motorhead, Pat Benatar, Soundgarden, the Doobie Brothers, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy. All right. The 35th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place on May 2nd, 2020 at the Public Auditorium right here in Cleveland, Ohio. And Nine Inch Nails, Judas Priest, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Depeche Mode, Kraftwerk, MC5, and Todd Rundgren are also part of those 16 nominees for the 2020 class. That will probably be a very lit induction ceremony. I'm trying to see if I can get some tickets. The internet is going nuts because we have a new Catwoman and she is black. Yeah, it's going to be Zoe Kravitz. And I totally agree with this one. All right. The Big Little Lies star has been cast as Catwoman in the highly anticipated reboot, The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson as the Dark Knight. Now, she's joining an impressive list of Catwoman alumni, including Michelle Pfeiffer, Anne Hathaway, and our very own Halle Berry. She beat out Oscar winner Alicia Vikander, Zazie Beetz, and others for the role, according to Variety. That's going to be good right there. I'm all the way here for it. Big shout out to DMX for doing the right thing before any problems arose for himself. All right. When a lot of people found out that he was back in rehab, they're like, no, he had a relapse. But his attorney is actually coming out and saying that's not what happened. After being in and out of the hospital and the stress of performing again, he felt a relapse coming on, so he did the responsible thing and checked himself into rehab before that even happened. And a big shout out to the dog, get well soon. All right, that's all I'm gonna say about that one. I'm a huge DMX fan and I don't like seeing my man struggle at all. And let's go ahead and move on to somebody near and dear to all of our hearts, but He's not having a good day, all right, or a good past few days, and that is LeBron James. He's drawing tons of criticism for saying that Rockets general manager Daryl Morey was misinformed on his China tweet. Yes, while talking to the press, LeBron James was visibly irritated when asked about the China situation, and he said, "I don't want to get in a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke." Now, LeBron is insisting that he wasn't talking about Morey being misinformed on why Hong Kong is protesting, but he's saying that so many people could have been harmed, not only physically or financially, but emotionally and spiritually. Just be careful what we tweet, what we say, and what we do. We do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative things that come with that too. Now, why is LeBron coming under fire for his opinion? Well, refusing to condemn China's poor human rights record after being increasingly outspoken in recent years about President Donald Trump. You remember the "you bum" tweets and tons of other tweets that LeBron has talked about with human rights. That's put him in the line of fire because it looks like LeBron is more worried about his financial situation in China than actually the human rights violations of China towards those people protesting in Hong Kong. So, obviously, that has fielded strong, very, very strong reactions from the people that are protesting in Hong Kong. How much so? Well, they're actually over there burning LeBron James jerseys. The Hong Kong protesters are furious at LeBron James for speaking out against Daryl Morey. They say around 200 people were reportedly demonstrating at the Southern Playground in Hong Kong, chanting praises for Daryl Morey while trashing LeBron James. The AP is actually reporting that the chants about LeBron included language that is not printable. And that moves us on to what is trending on Twitter and what is trending on Reddit. And right now trending on Twitter is LeBron James. Yes, under the hashtag LeBron Shames. Yes, that is what they are calling your boy LeBron James. I'm going to read to you some of these tweets about LeBron. Some of the top ones include LeBron James, human rights activist, subject to change based on how it impacts his paycheck. Another one pulls up an old tweet from LeBron that says, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." Another person pulled up another one of LeBron James' tweets on China and Darfur 11 years ago, where he says, "At the end of the day, we're talking about human rights," he said, "and people should understand that human rights and people's lives are in jeopardy. We're not talking about contracts here." So you can see how LeBron has been put in the line of fire over his position on China. How do you feel about it? A lot of people want LeBron James canceled over this. I doubt that happens over what is going on in Hong Kong. I think LeBron was a little bit miseducated on the situation himself. It would have been better just to stay 100% quiet about it altogether. And I think that's what a lot of NBA players are realizing when being asked about it, like James Harden. He basically says, "Hey, my name is Bennett and I ain't in it." That brings us over to what is trending on Reddit right now, and this will absolutely blow your mind. The city of San Antonio plans to pay settlement to woman after detective searched her vagina in the middle of the street. This is absolutely insane. I'm going to read you a snippet from the article. It says the lawsuit filed last year by Natalie D. Sims alleges now retired SAPD detective Mara Wilson conducted an illegal vaginal cavity search on Sims after she was approached by officers while she sat on a curb waiting for her boyfriend. According to the allegations in the suit, Wilson, a 32-year force veteran, slid down Sims' shorts and examined her vagina in view of the street while male officers were present. The officer also pulled a tampon from Sims' vagina and held it up, inspecting it in front of the other cops. According to the suit, Wilson was never disciplined for the search because internal affairs found that she hadn't violated any department policies. She retired in 2017, and I am speechless right there. Yo, this has been my Morning Breath Podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, be sure to follow your dog, DJ K Nice, on Twitter and on Instagram. That's at DJ K Nice with a Y. Do remember, a new episode of the Low B Podcast will be coming your way tomorrow. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe if you like the content that is coming your way. I don't know. Maybe you don't like it, okay? Make sure you keep an eye out for the Make It Pop Podcast as well. And I'll be right back at you with my morning breath this Friday. Promise, promise, promise. My Morning Breath Podcast, your dog DJ K Nice, the radio killer. I'm out of here.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Look at him. Great God. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. We'll be right back.